Blog Talk Radio.
God's will has been done, and for that we are so very thankful, and we are grateful. So with that being saying, with that being said, excuse me, I want to read for November 6th from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude. And today I don't have a guest, but anybody want to call in and talk about the election? We can discuss your thoughts on that, and I'm going to be speaking about the power of our minds, because that's what we're going to need to be doing to go forward. So in from Celebrating 365 Days of Gratitude, I will be reading the entries for the 6th, which was yesterday, and for the 7th. And the one for the 7th is from Andrew Warnes. And the title is, Up Your Gratitude, Auntie. Until a few days ago, I concentrated on having gratitude for my warm bed, my hot shower, my fantastic clients, and the sound of the birds outside. Challenging things weren't in my things like my procrastination or feelings about stressful situation. This is why I checked in to what I was doing every morning and discover there was room for improvement. Consequently, I expanded what I was doing with my gratitude statements. I used to just sit on my bed and think about what I have gratitude for and say them out loud. Then I decided to push my gratitude to a whole new level. Now I write down what I'm grateful for each morning as soon as I wake up. Why? Because that's when I am my most vulnerable. My ego hasn't had the chance to wake up and sabotage me. The other thing I do is to look deeper into myself to find gratitude for the disempowering stuff deep within me, and the results have been miraculous. I have found answers to things that I've been grappling with for weeks, and a lot of my stress has dissolved away. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And each of us can do the same thing to turn our lives around. The entry for November the 7th is, the title is A Mother's Lesson, and Giselle Martinez Perez is the author of this entry. And she writes, "When I was a little girl, I remember the first thing my mother thought my siblings and me. Always remember those who are less fortunate. Every morning I wake up, touch my arms, my legs, take a deep breath, think about my loved ones, appreciate the ceiling above me, and hear the sounds of life in the background coming from my window. As I listen to these sounds and go through these thoughts and routines, I happily say, thank you for whomever is responsible for my life and my ability to enjoy it. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's just coincidence. But I try really hard to always remember my mother's first lesson, to being grateful for what I have at the moment, and seeing and being inspired by all the things in my life. As hard as it may seem, as a cliche as it may sound, there are others who are less fortunate, who struggle constantly. I pray for them, keep them in my thoughts, and use the thought of them as motivation to keep on moving. Appreciate every breath I take and embrace every moment of my life." Powerful, powerful, powerful. I want to encourage you to call in and let's talk. It's a day of gratitude. So I encourage you to call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. We are going to be speaking about the power of your minds. But before I get into that, I want to encourage you to support the victims of Sandy, the aftermath of Sandy, which has extremely impact the areas of Staten Island, New York, New Jersey, and some sections of Connecticut. And I'm going to tell you about two places that I know for sure is doing an amazing job to get things out to these areas. First, I want to congratulate the church and the hard work of Pastor Al and Pastor Dan in just coordinating things with some volunteers to get 2 trucks per week to go into the devastated areas of New York and New Jersey. And our church is at 600 Danbury Road in New Milford. So if you have things that you would like to donate, just take it on there. Pull up right at the front entrance of the church, and the doors are open where you can drop off all your donations. They are looking for for batteries. They're looking for water. They're looking for baby food, disinfectant, canned goods, non-perishable food items. So that's the Faith Church in New Milford. So you go there and you can drop off your donations there, and they will get it to the people. There are two trucks that are going down to the city. They're going on Mondays and on Fridays. So swing by the Faith Church and drop off your donation. The next place, I know they are looking for 15,000 coats, and they are looking for 3,500 turkeys for Thanksgiving. And you heard the executive director, the Reverend Terry Wilcox. He was on the show here with me this past Sunday. So if you are listening, and you can tune into the episode that was done last Sunday. However, they are up in Bridgeport, and they are servicing majority of the greater Fairfield County. They are even down in South Norwalk. They spoke about how many thousand, I think 65,000 meals per year that they do. So they are doing a phenomenal job there with the generous donation of individuals like you and I. They do not get any federal or state funding whatsoever. Every dime from what they're doing there at the Bridgeport Rescue Mission is from private donations. So please support them. You can look them up online. It's the Bridgeport, BridgeportRescueMission.org. And they're right there on Fairfield Avenue. So check on their website and you will be able to see the information there, where if you're out of state and want to ship non-perishable things and you want to ship coats, you know where to send it UPS to. So that's the two places that I know about now. I'm sure there are many other locations, but these are the two that I know for sure. The Faith Church in New Milford, it's right there on Route 7. You can't miss it. If you're coming Route 7 north, you will see the Faith Church there on your left. And you just stop by there and just drop your donation off. And also for the Bridgeport Rescue Mission. So, with that being said, I want to continue. Last week, I think we started doing the power of our minds, and I want to continue this morning on that, because as entrepreneurs, we need to understand the importance of the things that we need to do. But before I get into that, I want to encourage all of my callers to support me. I have the Carmel Moravian School in Jamaica, West Indies, in the parish of Westmoreland. The Lord has placed it in my heart to start a breakfast feeding program there. It's a small school. That's my elementary school. I'm 65 years old. I went to that school. I got my lunch from that little canteen. And now the children are going to school and they do not have any breakfast. And the Lord has challenged me to start that project, to start the project of the breakfast program, and also to make sure that they get a canteen. So you know that Jamaica is in the West Indies. They don't have to worry about snow. However, there are times when it's a lot of rain that's going on. And when it's raining, the children has to be able to safely pick up their lunches from the canteen and then to walk back to their classroom to eat. And what can happen in that situation is that children can fall and they can lose their lunches. And things are so scarce there, there is no guarantee that they will be able to go back and get a second helping. So what the Lord wants me to do, the Lord wants me to set up a breakfast feeding program there. So I have the information out there on the web. GoFundMe, it's on there, so you check it out. It's on LinkedIn, it's on Facebook. The Carmel Moravian Breakfast Program. So I'm looking for your support there. There's no specific dollar amount. We already got $117.53 we got from one donor. We got $10 from another donor. We got $20 from another donor and $20 from another donor. And I want to just thank those people who are so generous in supporting the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program. So please, I ask of you to just spread the word so that people, whatever you can give, every little bit helps. We are also, once the Lord blesses us with the money, we are going to be looking for manpower to go down to help us, for labor to build that cafeteria. And once we start get the funds in, we are looking for an architect who will design the cafeteria building. We are going to be looking for equipment. We're going to look for furnishings and everything. You all know what it takes to run a cafeteria. And I am asking each and every one of you as entrepreneurs, please support me on this endeavor. If you can give $5, $6, $10 and more, please, as entrepreneurs, I come here every week since 2009, and I am investing in you as entrepreneurs. Now I ask that you invest in that which the Lord has called me to do. So I want you to look online for the Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program Project. There's an event on LinkedIn. There is also an event, it's on Facebook. It is on GoFundMe as well. So please, be generous to me and to the project. And for those of you who are willing to go down for the launch, we are looking for people to go. We would like to start this come January, when school reopen after they get out of the Christmas holiday. So please, I want to thank you in advance for your generous donation. So with that being said, I want to remind you that you can call in 646-915-8166. Call in. I want to hear your thoughts about yesterday's election as entrepreneurs. I want to hear about what your thoughts are. And then we're going to take it from there. We're going to also talk about the power of our subconscious mind. Unlock the master key to your success. Yes, if it is to be, guys, it is up to us. You know, we cannot pass the buck anymore, any longer. I know some people have been passing the buck. However, we need to just focus on what it is that we need to do. And we are going to be talking about that this morning. I'm looking to see where to start because there's so much powerful information here. As a matter of fact, the book I'm looking at this morning is from Joseph Murphy. And this, he has some powerful stuff in here. And I know that this is going to help each and every one of us as entrepreneurs to move forward in that which we are called to do. Again, the number is 646-915-8166. The chat room is open. The phone lines are up. And, oh, man, there's so much. I want to have us I'm going to start at mental healing. And because I know there are lots of us who need some mental healings for some different reason in order for us to begin to soar in our entrepreneurial endeavor. Mental healings in modern times. Everyone is definitely concerned with the healing of their bodily conditions and human affairs. What is it that heals? Where is this healing power? These are questions asked by everyone. The answer is that this healing power is the subconscious mind of every person. And a change mental attitude on the part of the sick person releases his healing power. I'm sure this is not the first time you or I is hearing this. We have heard this so many times. And I know for me, this is a strong affirmation. No mental or religious science practitioner, psychologist, psychotherapist, or medical doctor ever heals a patient. There is an old saying, the doctor dresses the wound, God heals it. The psychologist or psychiatrist proceeds to remove the mental blocks in the patient so that the healing principle may be released. Restore the patient to health. Likewise, the surgeon removes the physical block, enabling the healing currents to function normally. No physician, surgeon, or mental science practitioner claims he healed the patient. The one healing power is called by many names: nature, life, God, creative, intelligence, and subconscious power. As previously outlined, there are many different methods used to remove the mental block, emotionally and physical blocks, which inhibit the flow of the healing life principles animating all of us. The healing principles resident in your subconscious mind can and will, if properly directed by you or some other person, heal your mind and body of all disease. This healing principle is operative in all men, regardless of creed, color, and race. You do not have to belong to some particular church in order to use and participate in the healing process. Your subconscious will heal the burn or cut on your hand, even though you profess to be an atheist or agnostic. The modern mental therapeutic procedure is based on the truth that the infinite intelligence and power of your subconscious mind respond according to your faith. The mental science practitioner or minister follows the injunction of the Bible. That is, he goes into his closet and shuts the door, which means he stills his mind, relaxes, lets go, and thinks of the infinite healing presence within him. He closes the door of his mind to all outside distractions as well as appearances, and then he quickly, knowingly turns over his request or desire to his subconscious mind, realizing that the intelligence of his mind will answer him according to his specific needs. The most wonderful thing to you, the most wonderful thing to know is this. Imagine the end desire and feel its reality. Then the infinite life principle will respond to your conscious choice and your conscious request. This is the meaning of believe. You have received and you shall receive. This is what the modern mental science does when he practices prior therapy. One process of healing. There is only one universal healing principle operating through everything. The cat, the dog, the tree, the grass, the wind, the earth, for everything alive. The life principle operates through the animal, vegetable, and mineral kingdoms as instinct and the law of growth. Man is consciously aware of this life principle, and he can consciously direct it to bless himself in courtless ways. There are many different approaches, techniques, and methods in using this universal power, but there is only one process of healing, which is faith. For according to your faith, it is done in you. If you are just joining me, we are working from the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, Unlocking Your Master Key to Success by Joseph Murphy. And we are working on the section of healing, mental healing, modern times. Now we are looking on the law of belief. All religions of the world represent forms of belief, and these beliefs are explained in many ways. The law of belief is, the law of life is belief. What do you believe about yourself, life, and the universe? It is done unto you as you believe. Belief is a thought, in your mind, which causes the power of your subconscious to be distributed into all phases of your life according to your thinking habits. You must realize the Bible is not talking about your belief in some ritual, ceremony form, institution, man, or formula. It is talking about belief itself. The belief of your mind is simple, the thought of your mind. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe it. And that came from Mark 9 and verse 23. It is foolish to believe in something to hurt or harm you. Remember, it is not the thing believe that hurts or harms you, but the belief or thought of your mind. I want to welcome my sister, Doc Vaj. We are working from the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind, my sister. I know you are a teacher in this area, so you're welcome to join in the conversation if you so choose. And the number to do that is 646-915-8166. So I want to continue with this. All your experiences, all your actions, and all the events and circumstances of your life are but the reflection and reaction to your own thoughts. Prior therapy is the combined function of the conscious and the subconscious mind, scientifically directed. Prior therapy is the synchronized, harmonious, and intelligent functions of the conscious and the subconscious levels of mind specifically directed for a definite purpose. In scientific prior or prior therapy, you must know what you are doing and why you are doing it. You trust the law of healing. Prior therapy is sometimes referred to as mental treatment, and another term is scientific prior. In prior therapy, you consciously choose a certain idea, mental picture, or plan which you desire to experience. You realize your capacity to convey this idea or mental image to your subconscious by feeling the reality of the state assumed. As you remained faithful in your mental attitude, your prayer will be answered. Prior therapy is a definite mental action for the definite specific purpose. Let us suppose that you decide to heal a certain difficulty by prior therapy. You are aware that your problem or sickness, whatever it may be, must be caused by negative thoughts, changed by fear, and lodged in your subconscious mind. We have a caller. Let me just finish this this paragraph, and I'm going to check in with you. You are aware that your problem or sickness or whatever it may be must be caused by a negative thought, charged with fear, and lodged in your subconscious mind. And that if you can succeed cleansing your mind of these thoughts, you will get healing. Let me check with my caller to see if they want to contribute to the conversation. Caller, good morning. Your first three digits are 678. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, good morning, Daphne. This is Vi calling from Atlanta. How are you this morning?
Good morning, my sis. Did you relocate?
Nope, I'm still in Atlanta at the minute.
Oh, I don't know why I thought you were in another state.
Well, hopefully
well, thanks
we will
for
be
calling. Okay, I'm probably prophesying something here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heavens, I tell you, I am on the phone and on the computer because all the lines at Blog Talk this morning were jam-packed. No one else could get in on Skype. They keep telling me to call. BRTR1 is full, call 2 is filled, call 3 filled. So I guess after the election, people are really up there hyping up their show. So
welcome. Really? I had no idea about that because there's not that much usually on a Wednesday at this time of day. So it must have something to do with the election.
I think so, too, because you hardly ever have anyone on this time on a Wednesday morning. And it's jam-packed, and I said, what is this? You know, but I guess it's a good thing. People want to have conversation and just share their thoughts. And because regardless of who is there, we got to do what we need to do because it's not going to happen unless we do it. So thanks for calling in, and I'm sure you have something wonderful you want to contribute.
Well, the book that you are using is a tool that I used many, many years ago to get my foundational information.
Wow.
But I found out over time that this is my experience calling forth people, understanding that we attract those that are ready or think they're ready or were inspired to come. And then with most human beings, when they spend their money, when they show up at your event or on your teleconference call, if what you're talking about doesn't resonate with them or if their language, you know, if their use of their vocabulary doesn't match yours, they fall away. And that book is for people that have got a sound basic education, some modest information about psychology, because I found that was my, again, where I'm speaking of my experience.
Exactly.
The rest of them fell away until I began the part of my journey where speaking things three different ways and always using one paragraph and then saying to the person or the group, now what do you think I said? Because we use language so differently that the message that you intend for a person to get will not be received unless you confirm it. So that book taught me how to communicate with people in the simplest way I have found to explain to them about the subconscious mind is to let them understand what the conscious mind is not. The conscious mind is not a tool that is designed to do anything for you. It doesn't make decisions.
That's right.
It is the wall up around your heart. It is the filtering mechanism for your soul. And when you hear information, no matter how great it makes you feel or how repulsive it makes you feel, even if it makes you feel wonderful, if your subconscious mind and your brain, no, I shouldn't say that, if your current human brain doesn't have any information in it that's relative to the news information, you don't dance with it and play with it and contemplate it and think about it, it will leave you because the conscious mind is a filtering system, and if nothing inside your brain matches what it's receiving, it will get rid of it for you.
That's right, and that's where it is so important that we understand the importance of reinventing what we're doing in our personal lives, in our careers and everything. And you could not have made this statement at a better time. I am at a place now where I am reinventing my complete brand.
Mm-hmm.
And this came about with a session I had with my business coach. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he pointed out to me, and, you know, he's been saying this to me a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, you know something? You keep giving. You are so passionate about giving. He said you keep going in the gutter and you pull people up and you give them and they fall back and you keep going back. He said, Daphne, you got to realize sometime you got to leave them and move on to somebody who is already standing and ready to hold on and follow you. And that, now, when you mention about what this book has done based on your experience, that's exactly what is happening, because those in the gutter will not be ready for it. But then there are some that is standing at the crossroads, not sure what they are supposed to be doing, and they are going to grasp hold of this conversation that you and I are having right now, and which will move us ahead, because I am sure over the years of your career, you have spent a lot of time, like, you know, just like pulling the cow to the water. They're not drinking, and you keep going. And I know there comes a time when we got to say enough is enough.
Well,
enough is enough, yeah.
The key to really releasing the feeling of being invisible, because I know what my contracts are with the universe, and that is something that very few people really understand or even believe in. But when you know what your contracts are and when you are as close to on course as you can be, people do not like the idea that there are higher forces in play in your life, and you do not have this ultimate control that you think you have. You just
I want to ask you a question, because I think it's the second time I heard you use the term and I had not asked. What's the difference between one's contract and one's purpose or calling, if there is a difference?
To me, there is a difference. Your contract has to do with the role that you are here in the earth playing. This is for people with high contracts. Regular people have agreements and contracts too, but I'm speaking about people in this work to help humanity, wherever they are. Contracts have to do with the ultimate thing that you are being groomed for to do for humanity, which means you're going to move through thousands of stages from birth till points where you get triggered and you go to this school. You get triggered and you heal this with your family. You get triggered and you change your brand or whatever it is. You get triggered. You get opportunities to wake up, because we are here in the earth remembering ourselves beyond what we see in the mirror. We are spirit. We are not human first. We are spiritual beings. So the contract,
having a human experience.
The contract has to do with what you are here to do for the whole of humanity. And the idea that we have one purpose is fraudulent. We have thousands, if not millions, of purposes.
Oh, no, because I don't see that I have one purpose. And that's why I ask, because the way you have defined your contract, that's the way I see and define my purpose and calling. Because the purpose and calling that I was born, I was given birth for, is not about me. About the universe and people, regardless of their culture or ethnic origin.
That's correct.
You know, I'm not called to serve black people or to women. I'm called to serve the human being wherever I am called to be. A lot of times people said to me, you know, which church you go? I said, right now I'm at XYZ. They say, what you mean right now? I said, because I'm a servant, so I don't know where the universe is going to put me next, but I can tell you, whenever I'm summoned to move on, I am going to go, because it's not about me. And I fully understand that I'm here as a teacher. And when I get a message to go deliver, if I don't go and deliver that message, I am holding up somebody else's blessing.
And your own.
And my own, too. and my own too, because a lot of times we are sitting around when the seasons are finished. Mm-hmm. And there are people that you are sitting on and stifling them and preventing your growth. So I think we have to understand when it's time to move on and do it gracefully, knowing that I'm evolving. This is what I am called for. This is what, as Doc Vibe says, it is my contract. But I don't think many people understand their contract, and, you know, with due respect to you.
They don't believe. See, they think that they think they are what they. We're speaking about the masses. They think. See, there's a difference between knowing and believing. And when you know that belief is constructed. You can construct and destruct a belief, but knowing is something you cannot change.
That's deeper.
And people do not understand that they can be. We are here in this earth, remembering that we are pieces of God, divine, holy, sovereign, universal, and whatever. Whatever nightmare we're looking at, we have the power, and only we have the power to dissolve it, to analyze it, to release ourselves from judgment, condemnation, and attack, and heal it. But we think we've been taught all power is out there. That is our biggest
drama. It's in
drama.
Here. It's in here. All power is in here. And that's why, you know, religious people need to get a grip and start using that which they were given. Their subconscious mind is where everything is for them. And it's not, it doesn't matter whether you ever put foot into a building or a place of worship. As I was reading here in the beginning, whether you're atheist or you're agnostic, whatever, you can still get the results so long as you apply, apply to it. So, you know, people also say, that person not doing this and that person not doing that. And I say, surprise, surprise, because once you exit out of here, a lot of people that you are turning up your nose about, you're going to be very surprised,
I tell people, and they don't like to hear this either, especially if they don't believe in the hereafter or reincarnation.
That's right.
I tell them, you know, one of the ways I just invented, co-created this therapy called deja vu therapy, because it's absolutely simple. I created four little 30-minute, 40-minute shows. People go listen to them and listen to what I've said, and they go ahead. They continue their own life.
Let
and
me
what
ask
it
you
does.
Something.
Yes.
Have you heard about Simon T. Bailey?
No.
All right. Well, he just printed a book called Deja Vu.
The relativity of deja vu is deeper than people think. And when the universe guided me to create the therapy, and it's a perfect way, because everything in our lives, that every facet of our life with listening to those four little shows will make it so that the seed is planted in you. And even if you don't believe none of it, you know, you'll go on with your life. And what happens with the universe is things begin. If a person, for instance, is a Caucasian, and their family has never been into other cultures, they've never left the United States, and that person has some Japanese food for the first time, and they fall in love with it to the degree that although going to a Japanese restaurant is beyond their normal means, they find themselves unwilling to do without this Japanese food, and they're going to that restaurant once a week. That is evidence of past life memory. But it can be the style of clothes that you like, the kind of shoes, the fragrances that you like, the kinds of furniture that you like. Every facet of our life gives us evidence beyond this world. But we think it's just that word deja vu. We think it's something that it doesn't, you know, that it isn't. And it everything. So I created little shows. I put it in there, and I told people, listen, just go about your life. And what will happen is, once you taste something and you can't get enough of it, the seed that I planted will be now a flower, and you'll begin to question. Well, if you're having a chronic issue with your man, it'll be question. And then you will, when you accrue enough questions about food and taste and voice and sound and color and why you love this and why you hate that.
Uh-huh,
the
uh-huh.
seeds will be a garden, and then you will care about proving to yourself
That's
whether
right.
reincarnation is real. That's right. So it's not about spending money, because as soon as we get over the idea that there is one life, the way we've been taught, you know, you're born and you die, then everything opens up to us. As long as we are trapped in a belief system, the subconscious mind and the soul are the same. The history of your soul, long as it is coming to this earth, is in your subconscious mind. But when you incarnate into this planet, the subconscious mind information is there, and if you're not putting something new in to replace it, you repeat the stuff you've done over and
That's
over
right.
and over
so
and over again.
So you have to always put
yeah.
in something new. And these are the reasons why investing in ourselves are so important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is why I am so proud about not proud in an egotistic way,
Mm-mm.
but that I have followed through on the call to do this show
mm-hmm.
and to go wherever the Spirit directs me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times when I have guests on, and there are other times when I'm instructed, that's not a day to have guests on. That's what you need to go on and do X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
And I think all this has to do with the contract, as you put it,
mm-hmm.
that I got to be open, ready to be
mm-hmm.
instructed. I tell you something. I don't know whether I shared this with you before. For many years, I did some volunteer work at the local women's federal prison here
mm-hmm.
in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And they always have me there for different things, Women's
mm-hmm.
History Month,
Mm-hmm.
when people are going out to come there for career day, to be keynote speaker for their
mm-hmm.
volunteer recognition, and the list goes on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one Women's History Month, I went there to speak to the women.
Mm-hmm.
And I always prepare my material ahead of time, because it's a diverse community that I'm presenting to, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I stood at the podium, opened my binder,
mm-hmm.
and the Spirit said to me, Doc Vaj,
mm-hmm.
close that up, because mm-hmm. this
I'm
gathering...
I'm using you today.
this gathering here today, this is not the message they need.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I closed it. I stepped from behind the podium,
mm-hmm.
and I announced to the women that I said, some of you have heard me spoke numerous times. You always know I'm prepared. And
mm-hmm.
I said, today is no different. I came prepared
mm-hmm.
from my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
I said, however, my father told me
mm-hmm.
to close the binder because
mm-hmm.
what I've prepared is not what you need.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I said that, and one woman held her hand up and said, Miss Clark Hudson,
mm-hmm.
can you wait a minute? Can you wait a minute? And mm-hmm. I'm looking at the corrections officer. The correction
mm-hmm.
officer went over to her and spoke to her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he said, but the correction officer said to me, yes, just give her a minute, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm there waiting, and we just, like, talking a little to make light of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
That woman, you know what she did, that Vaj? Yeah. When she heard me spoke, she
mm-hmm.
realized I had a Jamaican accent.
Mm-hmm.
She went downstairs at the, they call it the compound,
mm-hmm.
and round up the Jamaicans that were down there.
I love it. That's your culture, girl. They love
yes.
themselves. Y'all love
my
the culture.
My God.
Yes, yes,
she
yes,
said
yes.
she was coming in with like 20 women behind her. I'm looking and I'm saying, what's this? She said, oh, yes. She said, you open your mouth. I hear you, Jamaican. I
That's
said,
right.
they got to come up and support
That's
their
right.
country.
I love
woman.
That about
Doc
your
Vaj?
Culture. I love that about your culture. That Jamaican culture is the most profound culture on this planet, because wherever you hear each other in the world, high or low, you acknowledge each other.
That's
I love
something.
That about your culture. I
oh,
do.
My
I
God.
Do.
And I tell you, this woman was not even a Jamaican, but she identified
she knows
with
the
it
lingo.
And you. That's right. And I tell you, Doc Vaj,
what was that day like? Tell us what that day was like for you, with what your message was for them.
Exactly. Doc Vaj, They came in, and I thanked the woman. And to be honest, my eyes got teary.
I'm sure it did, yes.
It got teary because there's about 20 additional women walking in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Big, only standing room now.
Mm-hmm.
And the spirit started depositing to me. So I get it, I'm putting it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at women lifting up the end of their sweatshirts.
Mm-hmm.
And they are wiping their eyes.
Yes, you made them feel something. That's good. Wonderful. Yes.
At the conclusion of that presentation, there was a long line.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, my God, I wish I had this recorded.
You
because
always, yes,
I
yes.
could have taped it for somebody else, but that was not what God wanted.
That's okay.
And majority of those women came up afterwards and said, thank you, miss. Thank you, miss. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We gave up on life.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that said their family gave up on them.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know whether they want to have their lives ended or they want to go back out.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Today we can have hope. We can put what happened behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Look forward to a future of going out and make a difference. And I start crying because I didn't have anything like that in what I prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, those are one of the moments that I said, God, I thank you for using me.
Yes, yes, it's wonderful. It is, it, you know, it's just a surprise to me because I've been out of touch with the mainstream. But even when I was in Brooklyn and I was in the nightlife of all of the Caribbean cultures, the Jamaican men and women were not in the hustling life like from other, you know, from other cultures. So to hear that there were that many Jamaican women in a prison is a shock to me because that's just not part of the breeding. However they got there, it had something to do with being in America, you see.
Let me tell you something. Let me point something out for you, my sister. A lot of these women were not even living in America. They were professionals. Listen to me, my sister. They were professionals that the men that they were in love with used them to do the wrong thing. Some of these women were doctors, lawyers, accountants.
Oh, God.
That the men set them up. They were coming on vacations. And the men had them to take things in that they weren't supposed to take because they think because of their status
they could get
they would get away with it.
That's a hard lesson. I feel that. Yeah.
Can you imagine when they tell you inside of you it cut you? Because what they say, some people, especially when you're young, you'll do anything for love.
That's right.
But you point out and you say, women, you got to love you. And
self-preservation.
Don't trust.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. Don't trust anybody. So it was an awakening. You know, it's very few of them were here living in their in America. They were coming for vacation end up. So being in prison is their longest time in America. They really don't see the outdoors.
So that was quite a lesson each of them had to learn. That was hard.
Oh, yes. And even another woman I met there was from Russia. She was one of the top attorney there. And you would think that, oh, my God, she would have known better.
Not coming out of their country, see, because they don't know. They know about their country.
Know about their country. So, you know, I don't know why we're talking about this this morning. However, maybe this is for somebody to hear their lesson about what it is. You got to look out for yourself and don't trust nobody. And I tell you, when they shared that with me, I said, I don't want nobody ask me to take anything to Jamaica for them. And I don't want anybody to ask me to take up anything for them when I'm coming. I'm only taking that which I purchased for myself because you never know. People hand you something and the outside look one way and the inside is something else.
That's true.
You know, we have something in Jamaica called breadfruit. I don't know if you know it. It's a staple.
No,
if you look
no,
on the
I
internet,
don't know that
you
one.
Will, you will see a breadfruit. It's something that we can roast it, we can boil it, we can bake it.
Okay.
And a lot, some people used to put the drugs inside the breadfruit. And they don't know it's showing up on the camera inside the breadfruit. I say, oh, my God. I say, oh, I don't want nobody roasting the breadfruit for me when I go there. I'll roast my own and fix it because you never know who is going to set you up. I want for you, you had mentioned about those shows that you created. Before you get off, I don't know when you're going to. I'm not kicking you off in any way. But I want you to tell people how they can gain access to those shows so they can listen it and.
Listen, I have something to share since we're going off your topic, but it's still about the subconscious because it's about the work and the heart. I have something to share that's relative to what you said your coach taught you. This is something that people have paid me very dearly for, and at this point, because so many people are awakening, this is no longer the kind of stuff that people need to pay for. They need to hear it, especially leaders. Because what
especially
he told you
who?
Is leaders and healers and people in this work. He was you said he was teaching you about, telling you over and over and over about the gutter. This is a key for people that don't understand the processes on the planet when it's time for you to move up. I teach people, Daphne, to stop looking at human beings as people and to recognize everything as energy. Everything in this universe is vibration. And if you stop identifying with the look on a person's face and the feeling that you get in their energy is more important than the look on their faces or what they're saying or what they used to mean to you. So here you are, you, Daphne, who has had a coach that is telling you that the gutter, and you're reaching down. This is how I now example to people about how to know who is ready for what you have. You and I, I used to be, you're learning, you're remembering, because we're here remembering what to do. You and I are the type of persons that in our earlier days, we would walk down the road and we would see a ditch and we come to the edge of the ditch and we see people in it. We would get down on the ground, hang half our bodies into the hole, trying to reach in to pull somebody out. And most of the time, they pull us into the hole with them.
Yep.
The way
to do it
is this.
Mm-hmm.
You walk
and
down
this
the street.
Is on time now for, not. I don't want to miss your thought, but this episode on a Wednesday is for entrepreneurs. And, you know, everybody is gung-ho, was waiting on this election to see who was going to come. But every entrepreneur needs to hear this conversation we are having now because this is what is going to catapult who we are and where we need to go so we can contribute to helping somebody else see the light. It might be that we hire them and groom them, or that might be that we help them to awaken that which is laying dormant inside of them. Continue with your conversation.
True. Whatever your industry is, if it is in a service industry where you know, if you've been taught about desire, if you accept that people will more quickly pay to avoid what they're afraid of than they will pay to gain what they desire, this is the human drama.
That's the pain. That's the pain. Because you and I, we, and other coaches are teachers. We are pain relievers, and it doesn't matter what service or product we are giving. We got to let people know it's easing their pain because that's what they're looking for relief for.
That's correct. Resolution.
We took too long to identify and acknowledge that, and I know for me in the past, I was not packaging my pain reliever effective enough. And this is why now I'm in the reinvention mode. And with that being said, I want to encourage the callers to go to Daphne Clark Hudson Empowers, leave your email there, so you can be informed of my new launch. And even after the launch, I want you to go there to be part of my mailing list so you can continually receive my information on that. I keep forgetting to plug myself on the things that I'm doing. So I'm glad we went there. We got to do that. So please continue.
The ideal way, if we can look at life just a little differently from that laying on the ground, hanging into the hole with the best intentions, and we wind up in the hole or worse than that with no clients and everybody's dirty and dusty. This is not the only way to do it. This is the ideal way to do it. I've been taught, it has become, I only work with one kind of people, ideal, raving fan, customer potential. And the only way you're going to ever attract a person that meets that criteria is when you have pre-identified your ideal customer base and you're only willing to work with that customer base. For me, that is a person that has listened to my shows, visited my website, spent time there. They felt it. They've cried. They've gotten excited. They've made financial arrangements to pay for my time, knowing that the universe is going to fill that void. It's going to overflow that void with so much knowledge and wisdom and insights that they could never believe. The universe will never let you outgive it. Never.
Wonderful.
Ever let
Wonderful.
You outgive it. So your job, our job is to do this. If we move through this life and we understand that everywhere we go, people are in pain, they are lost, confused, they're hungry, and they've got plastic smiles on their face. So when it comes to that ditch in the road and we come to it, our job is to see the people, to greet them, to spread our feet apart, dig our heels into the earth, and bend over slightly. And the hand that is reaching up for ours, that is above the earth, that means a person has climbed on top of other people, they've used every inch of the power in them, and their hand is above the earth. That is the hand that we reach for, because that is the hand that wants to help the most.
I have a group on Facebook called Reinventing Your Life.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I wrote one of my quotes there about bending with the wind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I point out and I show people that when the storms of life hit, we can't afford to be uprooted.
That's right.
We need to become a palm tree. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means that you are so flexible. You bend down. Mm-hmm. You might even be touching the ground. But because you are so flexible, the minute the wind slows down, you are right back up on top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But when you root up, you're down and out. You can't bend up again.
Sure.
So, you know, this is so powerful. If we had arranged this conversation, it would not have been more powerful. And I know you guys are there just sitting. It never seems to amaze me when I end the show, right, and look on how many people are just in there listening. They said, oh, the conversation, the dialogue is so good, we don't want to disturb the flow. But it's good to hear you guys chip in. So, you know, call in 646-915-8166. Let us hear you. You guys have some brilliant insights, too, you know. Although we are teachers, we too are students, and we want to hear from you. So call in 646-915-8166. You are listening to my colleague and friend, Dr. Doc Vaj, and myself, Dynamic Daphne. And this was not a planned conversation by us both, but we are so blessed that the universe has brought it together. And I'm not complaining. I am super, super grateful for that.
Listen, and it's so relative because I believe I may have said this to you in a prior conversation. And because of what the system here in the United States has done, the word teacher is one that I absolutely hate. because the word teacher is so deeply devalued in this country. Teachers should be being paid at least $100,000 a year. They should be accountable for continued learning. They should be accountable for the results of their classes. The whole idea of teacher in the U.S. is just trash. However, because I understand what the principle is, I no matter what else I would like to call myself, the universe had me pull out a card that I've had for probably 15 years, and this is what it says. Teacher's prayer. Dear God, enable me to teach with wisdom to shape the mind. Equip me to teach with truth to shape the conscience. Encourage me to teach with vision to shape the future. Empower me to teach with love to shape the world.
Where did you pull that from?
This is a little card that I, I don't even remember where I got it from because I cut it out. But
you need to give your sister a copy of that to blow up and to frame. That is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind sharing that, I love that.
I will create a digital image and send it to you. The universe, I think, was attempting to teach me that, yes, you're right about the devaluation, but even though you call yourself a facilitator and an instructor, the root of it is teaching if you look at it from this spiritual perspective.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's deep. And thank you so much for sharing that because that is the truth. Mm-hmm. That is the truth, you know,
because I
facilitate the Parent Leadership Training Institute here in the state,
mm-hmm.
and oftentimes people will say, "Oh, you are my teacher," and I said, "No, in this course, I'm your facilitator,"
mm-hmm.
and they asked me the difference between their teacher and their facilitator.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them, but I never had that spiritual component of it. And that's going to be real deep to share. So if you don't mind, I will create a, because that's powerful because that's true. And when you look, I'm sure that the teachers that are looking on it from a secular point of view, they're not going to be seeing that either. But that's powerful. That is so powerful because we are not academic teachers.
We are spiritual
teachers.
That's true.
We are spiritual teachers. Let me ask you a question. Are you on Facebook?
No, I
was going to invite you to be part of the reinventing group, but I never thought that you were. But that's okay.
I was, but that's for marketing. It's people who know how to market. Facebook is a place to market. It's not a place to socialize. I'm only interested in people that are hungry to take back their power, to wake the hell up and have a joyful life. Anyone else, I'm not interested in what they're doing on this planet. I really am not.
That's right. You're right, too, because you know something? That group I formed over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And before I began this reinventing of my brand, there were some people in that group,
mm-hmm.
and all they would put is multi-level stuff. And they put in, buy this, do that, buy that, do that.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple weeks ago, I went there and I said, no more of that mess. This is not why this group was created.
Mm-hmm.
And I made them know if I see any more of that, I am just taking you off the group because this is not what it is for.
Mm-hmm.
It is a group where you share your insight about the things you have done or are doing to reinvent your life, your relationship, your career.
Mm-hmm.
You can share poetry, you can share quotes, but that's all that this group was in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to tell people what it is. And
Your group, open
up to me what it is. And I'm not going to be apologetic about it.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Because if you're there and all you can do is ask me to buy something without investing in me to let me know. I said if there are people that have services or products that fits in the niche of the reinventing, you need to talk to me privately. and let's set up a webinar so that it benefits all the members. And at the end of the webinar, you can be compensated for your skills and expertise. So I'm going to wait to see who is coming. And if they don't call in, and if they don't call me about that, it's okay so long as they are not, abusing this space. Because that's part of my brand, and I have to protect it.
True. The trust factor, you're talking about the subconscious mind, where people really are, they're coming into an awareness, you know, that, and it's not because they want to. People are so over-labored, they're overworked, and they don't understand that the matrix has got them running around like chickens with their head cut off, and it's a choice that they're not even making it anymore. They just get up and do, and they have no ability to trust anymore. I tell people all the time, you know, when you hear a person, you come to my shows and you listen to my shows, and if you're here downloading stuff, you understand downloading information doesn't change your life. You have to know, you have to discern truth and apply it to your life, because just hearing information, knowledge itself is not power. It's correct knowledge. That is power, because all knowledge is not correct either.
That's right. It's like buying the best book. And just file it away neatly on your shelf. What's it say? It's not doing anything to you because you didn't read it to apply what it tells you.
That's right.
You know?
And even, like you said, in reading it, if you're not going to take a paragraph, a chapter,
and
prove
what
to yourself
applies.
Its
That's
value,
right.
you just, what did you do? You acquired more knowledge. That's all you did. You just
That's
piled
right.
it up on top of whatever you've got in there. So it's important. And as we in this work understand more deeply that people's trust factor is completely destroyed. And I let them understand this word free is robbing all of you people. The
That's
word
right
free
now.
Is robbing you. You got to understand.
That's right
Blog
now.
Talk is free. The idea of free is so that you can eat at the tableland of my soul, use some of it, prove it to yourself. But when it's time to invest money in yourself, the people at the top of your list are supposed to be those whose tables you ate at for free.
That's the purpose of free.
Free all of the free stuff online. They want you to be positioned to see them and remember them first when your needs or desires fall
That's
into the
right.
spectrum of what they're... Other than that, free is raping and robbing people, and they don't
That's right.
get it,
That's,
Daphne. They
That's
don't
right.
get it.
That's right. I want to continue from this book, and I just want to, we have 34 minutes remaining. I want to just give this highlight out about summary of your aids to health. The first thing here says, find out what it is that heals you. Realize that correct directions given to your subconscious mind will heal your mind and body. Number two, develop a definite plan for turning over your requests or desires to your subconscious mind. Number three, imagine the end desired and feel its reality. Follow it through and you will get definite results. This number four, decide what belief is. Know that belief is a thought in your mind and what you think you create. Number five, it is foolish to believe in sickness and something to hurt or to harm you. Believe in perfect health, prosperity, peace, wealth, and divine guidance. Number six, create a noble thoughts. Great and noble thoughts upon which you habitually dwell become great acts. Number seven, apply the power of prior therapy in your life through a certain plan idea or mental picture. Mentally or emotionally unite with that idea, and as you remain faithful to your mental attitude, your prayer will be answered. Number 8, always remember, if you really want the power to heal, you can have it through faith, which means knowledge of the working of your conscious and subconscious mind. Faith comes with understanding. Number 9, blind faith means that a person may get results in healing without any scientific understanding of the powers and forces involved. And number 10, learn to pray for your loved ones who may be ill. Quiet your mind and your thoughts of health, vitality, and perfection operating through the one universal subject mind will be felt and resurrecting in the mind of your loved one. So that's just the summary for the healing of the mental aspect of what we're talking about, the power of your subconscious mind. And I know, you know, I just started using this book. I don't know if you're like me. I went on Amazon. I always go in there and just look around, and whatever the spirit told me to buy, I just buy it.
And look in the front. Look in the front, because I got it in my box of books here, but it's old. It's not even new. Look in the front for the publication date. It's a profound piece of work. That's why you may find that there have been 20 you know, editions of it. I don't know, but I know it's an older book. And
mine I have the first edition here. Yep. And this is powerful. This is good stuff.
Oh yeah.
This is good stuff.
Older books are very different from the new stuff that they're putting out. They're more conclusive, and there's something, whether it's an American problem, because my books, a couple of people have emailed me and said, well, the first one, it was only 38 pages. I said, you know, who taught you people that the value of a book has to do with how many pages it is? The value of a book. That is ridiculous.
That is such stupidity, because hear what happened. They are not even committing the time to read the 38 pages.
That's right.
So if it was 425 pages, hello, when are you going to read it? We are adults.
Mm-mm.
Now, the recommendation is that the books that we now write are supposed to be just the size to be read on a flight.
That's right. 100 pages or less. That's right.
You take off at O'Hare Airport, and by the time you get to where you're going, you should have finished that book.
That's right. Our value systems just absolutely blow me away. And I no longer expect people to have mine. I expect mine to be a model for other people to reach up to. That's all I
exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I told people, you know, I've co-authored 2 books. And, you know, when people ask me to co-author the books, I says, if the first chapter is available, I want it. If not, give me the last chapter. And they all, the second one, I'm in 3 different sections. But the first book, I took the last chapter, and she didn't understand why. She asked me why. I said, because that's how I purchase a book. I read as much of the first chapter that I can read, and then I go to the end and see what's there. Because I don't have time in the store to read all of it. But if I see the beginning and the conclusion, I say, well, I'm going to spend my money on that. And sometimes I thumb through, you know, if I'm on the line waiting to pay and it's a long line, I kind of go through the Midlander and just thumb through. But gone are the days of the big books. Ain't nobody doing those anymore.
Not supposed to. That's right. It doesn't even make sense anymore. Period.
No.
And now with the self publishing has made it, you know, absolutely a dream. All of these people who believe they need all of this money. No, you don't. I mean, my second book is about self publishing, and there are millions and millions and millions of people around this world still suffering from the misgivings that you need a lot of money or you need contacts to get published. But the problem is this: even when they buy my book and even when they read it, they do not understand that getting a book published is only the beginning of the work. Marketing is more important than getting the book published.
That's right. That's right. Because the first book I co-authored, they had offered me marketing, and hello, they didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So now I am working on a couple more books, and I'm going to be bungling them with the two that I have already done in order to get them out there. So I know that even Amazon have something set up now that is facilitating self-publishing and helping people to go out there, because with the new Kindle thing, people are, you know, I didn't even realize, because I don't have a Kindle, that people don't even have to buy the book. They can borrow it like they do at the library, and you still get paid for it.
True, but it's so marginal. I took mine down because the universe has let me know several things that people don't realize. You know, I don't know how many percentages, what percentage of people
70%. 70% they are giving you.
No. This was about Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce was known for being able to sleep on a book, and in the morning he would arise, and the knowledge in the book was in him. Well, books, the universe has taught me that right now, because of where we are headed, the old world age is ending on the 21st of December. We are officially moving fully into the age of enlightenment, and enlightenment is about knowing the self, being free from ignorance of the self and free from misinformation about the self. And physical books are energy fields. And when you have a physical book in your hands, on your shelf, where you can see it, depending upon the author's intention and the content of that book, the energetics of the book can change the energetics in the room that it's in your house, everything. So
wow,
Kindle,
you guys have to repeat that again. God, that's powerful. I didn't even get that piece of information. That is powerful.
A book, here I am. I'm a mystic. Mm-hmm. I'm into spiritual. I care about the spiritual essence, which is the foundation of every human being. If I'm writing based on that intention, whatever is in the book, from the title, from the cover to cover, and the contents is energy. It's a vibration. Mm-hmm. It is an apex frequency vibration. And that physical book is an energy field. And when you use Kindle, you are robbing yourself of the energy field.
Yeah, because you don't have the physical material.
That's right. That's right. So the physical book coming into your home, especially if you sit it where you can see it, where your eyes, just like your grandmother, when you touch their pictures with your eyes, you remember. You feel something.
Oh, my God. You just affirmed something in me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know something? Even when I buy an audio book, I buy the physical book too.
Yes. Yeah,
and then I have the audio in my car playing, but I have the physical book.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. It's a
spirit
vibrational
is amazing.
Feel.
Yeah.
Yes. So you sit them up and you sit them around, or I don't care if you leave, especially if you've gotten something from people, and then people think they read a book one time and they get it. No, you only retain about 6%.
Every time you read it, you see something new that you didn't see before. I know that's me.
That's
every time I read.
Yes.
And for everything I see, every time I read, I highlight with a different color.
Me too.
Oh my God.
Why do you destroy your books? I said, because
No. Because I look at
it
and I said, the pink is the second time I find something here that I didn't see the first time. It's not, this is an investment in me, so I'm not destroying it.
No, you're not. And you didn't buy the book.
I rip it out.
That's true. It's true. So the buying, so I took my Kindle down. If they want PDF copies, because number one, the Kindle versions, they're only giving you a dollar. And I mean, whatever it is, you don't get much with Kindle. But more, it's not even about the money at this point. Later, when sold thousands and thousands and thousands of copies, putting it back up on Kindle is fine. But my books are all designed. Well, I'm only on volume 3, but they're all designed to lead to a workshop. Why? Human beings do nothing, unfortunately, Daphne, human beings do nothing with information in a book. The percentage of people that have changed their life because of the law of attraction teaching and the secret is less than 3% of humanity, and they spent multi-billions of dollars. People require getting sizzled to death, getting inspired, getting hope and faith in their heart, and then coming to a physical event or a teleconference to get hands-on experience, because if you don't teach them how to apply what's in it, if you do not example to them, they don't do it. People suck at following through on guidance, even when give them step-by-step.
That's true, I was flipping through here, and Spirit took me to a section that is speaking about how to use your subconscious mind for forgiveness.
Good.
And we have 21 minutes remaining, so I am going to start off with here. But I'm just loving this conversation here. Life plays no favorites. God is life. And this life principle is flowing through you this moment. God loves to express himself as harmony, peace, beauty, joy, and abundance through you. This is called the will of God or the tendency of life. If you set up resistance in your mind to the flow of life through you, this emotional congestion will get snarled up in your subconscious mind and cause all kinds of negative conditions. God has nothing to do with unhappy, chaotic conditions in the world. Man's negative, destructive thinking brings about all these conditions. Therefore, it is silly to blame God for your problem or sickness. Many persons habitually set up mental resistance to the flow of life by assuming and reproaching God for the sin, sickness, and suffering of mankind. Others cast the blame on God for their pains, aches, and loss of loved ones, personal tragedy, and accidents. They are angry at God, and they believe He is responsible for their misery. As long as people entertain such negative concepts about God, they will experience the automatic negative reactions from their subconscious minds. Actually, such people do not know that they are punishing themselves. They must see the truth, find release and give up all condemnation, resentment, and anger against anyone or any power inside themselves. Otherwise, they cannot go forward into a healthy, happy, and creative activity. The minute these people entertain a God of love in their minds and hearts, and when they believe that God is their loving Father who watches over them, cares for them, guides them, sustains and strengthens them, this concept and belief about God or the life principle will be accepted by their subconscious mind, and they will find themselves blessed in countless ways. Life always forgives you. Isn't that the truth? Life forgives you when you cut your finger. the subconscious intelligence within you sets up immediately to repair it. New cells build bridges over the cut. Should you like some tainted food by error, life forgives you and causes you to regurgitate it in order to preserve you. If you burn your hand, in life principle reduces the enema and congestion and gives you new skin, tissue, and cells. Life holds no grudges against you, and it is always forgiving you. Life brings you back to health, vitality, harmony, and peace. If you cooperate by thinking in harmony with the nature, negative, harmful memories, bitterness, and ill will clutter up your and impede the free flow of life principles in you. How he banished that feeling of guilt. I knew a man who worked every night until 1 o'clock in the morning. He paid no attention to his two boys or his wife. He was always too busy working hard. He thought people should pat him on the back because he was working so atrociously and persistently past midnight every night. He had a blood pressure of over 200 and was full of guilt. Unconsciously, he proceeded to punish himself by hard work, and he completely ignored his children. A normal man does not do that. He is interested in his boys and in their development. He does not shut his wife out of his world. I explained to him why he was working so atrociously. There is something eating you inside. Otherwise, you would not act this way. You are punishing yourself, and you have to learn to forgive yourself. He did have a deep sense of guilt. It was toward a brother. My.
Mm-hmm.
I explained to him that God was not punishing him, but that he was punishing himself. For example, if you misuse the law of life, you will suffer accordingly. If you put your hand on a naked charge wire, you will get burned. The forces of nature are not evil. It is your use of them that determines whether you have a good or evil effect. Electricity is not evil. It depends on how you use it, whether to burn down a structure or light up a home. The only sin is ignorance of the law, and the only punishment in the automatic reaction of man's misuse of the law. If you misuse the principle of chemistry, you may blow up the office or the factory. If you strike your hand on a board, you may cause your hand to bleed. The board is not for that purpose. Its purpose may be lean up on or support your feet. This man realized that God does not condemn or punish anyone, and that all his suffering was due to the reaction of his subconscious mind in his own negative and destructive thinking. He had cheated his brother at one time, and the brother had now passed on. Still, he was full of remorse and guilt. I asked him, "Would you cheat your brother now?" He said, "No." "Did you feel you were justified at the time?" His reply was yes, but you would not do it now. He added, no, I am helping others to know how to live. I added the following comment, you have a greater reason and understanding now. Forgiveness is forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is getting your thoughts in line with the divine law of harmony. Self-condemnation is called hell, bondage, and restriction. Forgiveness is called heaven, harmony, and peace. The burden of guilt and self-condemnation was lifted from his mind, and he had a complete healing. The doctor tested his blood pressure, and it had become normal. The explanation was the cure. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that amazing?
Yes, very much so.
Isn't that amazing?
Forgiveness is always about us, not the other person. It's never
about
the other person.
Always about us, not the other person. And you know, it's shameful how we okay, thanks for putting your link in the in the chat room. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Blogtalkradio.com, Self-Preservation 2012, /10/16/A-N-new, a new dash doc vag remedy dash DJW dash therapy one. And that's weird.
Yeah, because it's too, see, I hate reading these things on because people never get it. It's either
go to
self-preservation and look for October the 16th.
Right.
It's Doc Vaj's remedy therapy number one. Doc Vaj's deja vu therapy, October the 16th. Because the links are too, I've stopped reading them because you got to do D like David, J like, it just takes too long. So I just put it in there.
Yeah, the reason I do that is for the people who
are listening.
Mm-hmm. On the archive, and I want them to take advantage to be able to find it, because you don't want them to miss out on anything. And for people in the chat room, they can always just click on it and go. So both things has its advantage. Its advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, this was a powerful episode in my sight, and if we had planned it, it could not have been more in sync. I just love when spirit has its way, and everything. So what else have you been doing? What else have you been up to? We have 9 minutes. Is there anything else you want to add? And again, I honor you and just thank you for your willingness to do what you're doing.
Thank you, and it's mutual. It is very rare in this life, you know, when you understand what is happening beyond this earth plane and the trickle-down effect that it has on us here, looking at you know, I am still in what I call an invisible mode, and, you know, even for those of us that are in this work, when you know how the universe works and you're still looking at the old world in you as your physical world reality, it gets very frustrating. It's very frustrating. And even though I know the dynamics of what is unfolding for me, I am at a point where I would rather just stay in bed. Because you can't rush it. The universe
does what it's going to do.
So I am, you know, I just am at a point where Spirit has me going all over Blog Talk in the evening and plopping in, and if I can drop a seed here or whatever, because people require it. People are pretending that they have this thing all together, and they do not. There's something missing in us where we don't want to acknowledge. You know, like I tell people, as long as we are in these earth suits, Daphne, we can error, but I'm 66, I've been in this work for 30 years, and my errors are not going to ever be when it comes to you. My error when it comes to me, But I'm
right.
not you
That's
because
right.
my vessel
That's
is open and clear, and I'm only
mm-hmm.
delivering what Spirit puts through me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm able to interpret it for you, and my job mm-hmm. is to make sure that you get Spirit's intended message, and
mm-hmm.
what you do with it is not
mm-hmm.
my business.
That's right.
You know,
once you deliver, because you know something, I'm at a similar phase now
mm-hmm.
where Spirit has me kind of semi-isolated myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from some people, from the
mm-hmm.
telephone and
mm-hmm.
all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, my heaven, the work that is being done in me
That's right.
during this
yes.
time, it is
yes.
powerful.
Yes.
And I don't need to apologize to anybody,
That's
you
right.
know, because
right.
this is my journey.
That's correct.
You know, I
so
know
you're doing
I know
your rebranding.
My country. That's right.
And
your
rebranding,
got
it'll give you a whole new flavor, so that
mm-hmm.
you know where you know the numbers are nice when we see the downloads, when we see the chat rooms full. That's great. But the real telltale story is how many of them are reaching forth, ready to do work on themselves.
That's right. And
that's
this
right.
why now mm-hmm. with this new brand, I'm putting everything on the same platform.
Mm-hmm.
So let me see out of all these thousands that
mm-hmm.
I see here, let's see who are really raving fans
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
it comes to flip out their credit cards.
That's exactly right.
And do something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, that's a lesson.
I,
that's a
mm-hmm.
lesson for many of us, too, you know, as a person that ran call centers, because I have a business expansion background and
mm-hmm.
closing deals and sales. Do you know how many people in this work do not know how to close a deal? They do not
mm-hmm.
know. They've never taken that kind of – there is a way. You
yep.
know, there is a
yep.
way to do everything. You know,
that's
I
right.
understand that, you know, in sales, once you tell a person what it's going to cost, your job is to keep your lip zipped. You,
mm-hmm.
you can't say another word because he who
mm-hmm.
speaks next loses. And
that's
whatever's
right.
happening, we don't know how long it's taking that person to process it. And it always
mm-hmm.
isn't about whether it's expensive or not. Some people
right.
have to find the value, because when they find
mm-hmm.
the value, they'll make arrangements to get your money.
That's right. That's right.
They'll make
and
arrangements.
I was speaking to somebody the other day, and I said that's why I said I am seeking and I'm praying
mm-hmm.
to find somebody who understands about marketing, because I said
Me
that's
too.
Not my strength, and
I
need
want
to connect with somebody
mm-hmm.
who
mm-hmm.
is going to get me to be able to do those things.
That's right.
Because you got to know that you don't know everything.
That's right.
Nobody
and we're supposed
knows
to use
everything.
Each other. We're supposed
that's
to
right.
utilize each other's wisdom. That's exactly
right. And that's what I say, Lord, you know from when I'm looking for a producer for my show and
mm-hmm.
I'm looking for an assistant and I'm looking for that and I'm looking for
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I thought I found the perfect person,
mm-hmm.
something was telling me, don't send out nothing to sign yet.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it until tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know? When I woke up the following morning, got
mm-hmm.
a message from her saying that her husband said, no, she can't do anything for me because I'm too spiritual.
Oh. You didn't send
and
no
I
paperwork.
Said, mm-hmm. I laugh. I say, oh, my God, he does not want her to be enlightened. He probably have her under his thumb for so long.
Right. And we're
and
right.
I was You'll... going to wake her up.
That's oh, no, they ain't having none of that, okay?
I was
okay.
going to shatter his cuckoo.
Well,
so
listen,
said,
it has been a pleasure to share this time with
oh
you.
Oh, my gosh,
morning.
I am so
mm-hmm.
honored. Thank you, my sister.
Thank
you have
you.
A blessed
Thank you.
Week.
You too.
I
you
just
too.
Want to thank those who are listening online and ask you to share this link
yes.
with everybody that you can. You have a blessed week, Doc Vaj. And
I will. You
want
too, Daphne.
You...
Thank you.
All right. You all heard about your contract. You heard about your calling and purpose and all that you need to do. And I want to remind you that you were on a destiny. Do not allow anyone to derail you or turn you off that path which you are on. So stay blessed, and I honor each and every one of you. Love you.
place you've called me to be. Some people call it destiny. Will you let me know what's the place that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?